Indiana school buildings are ordered closed, and hands-on classes in career and technical education are being forced to adapt. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports the Office of Career and Technical Education gave some answers Wednesday on how educators can meet course requirements.
Anthony Harl is the Assistant Director of Career and Technical Education for the state of Indiana. He says his office will offer guidance and resources as necessary, but CTE teachers shouldn't wait to start finding alternatives to hands-on learning.
This is new territory for all of us. I think the best people to decide, you know, how to make e-learning work for them in their course, in their classroom, is really the local instructors.
Students won't be penalized for staying at home, and local school districts still have authority on how to award high school credit. He says dual enrollment students will attend class online, while dual credit classes will be assessed on a case-by-case basis. For certification, some industry exams are allowing testing online, while others have shifted to appointments only. And high school students in work-based learning experiences are asked to follow the school's schedule and not report to their work site. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.